This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you very much, Randy. And now in Ag News here on your Wednesday morning, Senate Finance Chairman Chuck Grassley of Iowa says the administration should reconsider its implementation deadline for the USMCA agreement or the US-Mexico-Canada agreement, a deal whose timeline is key to U.S. agriculture. Grassley was asked in his weekly call with farm reporters if he agreed with the auto industry that USMCA implementation should be delayed beyond the June 1st deadline. That since draft auto parts origin rules aren't ready, and coronavirus has interrupted industry supply chains.
I think the administration would be wise to reconsider and show some flexibility for the sake of our economy.
The finance chairman, whose panel approved USMCA, agrees with the auto industry's argument.
I think they do have a good argument, and this issue is critical to the integrity of a new trade agreement. And I have concern about the deadline. It's going to make it very difficult for the auto industry. And we're lacking too much information, or we don't have enough information from the government that it needs to properly comply with the USMCA.
But the delay would put off desperately needed new demand, some $2 billion worth, for U.S. dairy, pork, and other producers who are anxious to recoup losses from tariffs. Still, Grassley says rushing new trade rules could further cause harm.
I hope we don't create new obstacles or more uncertainty, particularly when a supply chain that's already got problems is a part of the issue.
Grassley told farm reporters that other trade deals and talks with the UK and the EU are already likely to be slowed. A Farm Bureau official says U.S. talks with the United Kingdom and the European Union slated for this week have already been postponed. In other ag news from around the country, American Farm Bureau President Zippy Duval says his organization is concerned about the coronavirus's impact on agriculture, specifically on the flow of skilled immigrant labor. First and foremost, Duval says the Farm Bureau is grateful to everyone working on keeping America supplied with food and safe from the outbreak.
We're very grateful to our health care providers and our first responders for protecting our community and our families. And those people that are transporting our food that we raise and the people that are stocking the shelves in our grocery stores to make sure that Americans are fed. But we are closely watching and monitoring for any disruption in the food supply chain.
Duval says a recent decision by the State Department to stop processing many H-2A visa applications in Mexico will make it much harder for American farmers to keep the country supplied with food if they do not have enough labor.
The American farmers will not have the access of all the skilled immigrant labor needed at this critical time of planting season and harvesting of spring crops. We are urging the administration to find a safe and practical way to admit farm laborers as emergency workers for visas while still protecting the public health. Failing to do so will impact our ability to provide healthy, affordable food supply.
He also says the Farm Bureau will keep an eye out for any disruptions that prevent American consumers from having access to enough food.
We at American Farm Bureau will remain watchful and vigilant to ensure that U.S. agriculture and others in the food supply chain are able to continue feeding America, just like we do 365 days a year. It's important that Americans know that the farmers and ranchers nationwide are continuing to produce food we all rely on.
Again, that was Zippy Duval, the president of the American Farm Bureau Federation. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue also echoed those same sentiments as Zippy Duval did, saying yesterday that he assured citizens the nation's food supply system will remain strong thanks to the continued efforts of farmers all the way down to grocery store stockers and everyone in between. Rod Bain has this report from the nation's capital.
Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue Tuesday, via video message, gave a shout-out to those he calls real heroes in keeping the nation fed during the threat of coronavirus.
Everyday heroes are stocking the shelves of your grocery store. Truck drivers are keeping supply networks open and functioning. Food service workers across the country are preparing the products at markets, and school lunch workers are keeping America's families and children fed during this time of school closures. USDA's food safety inspectors continue to ensure the food we eat is safe, healthy, and nutritious. America's farmers and ranchers and those on the front line in the food service industry are doing their part, and we are forever grateful.
Secretary Perdue also assured citizens that our nation's food supply chains remain strong and encouraged consumers remain calm and responsible during the emergency.
While it's important to have shelf-stable foods on hand, there's no need to hoard items. It is critical the shelves remain stocked and supplies remain plentiful.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
And going along with this theme of food sustainability, in a statement from Prairie Farms, they want all consumers to know that with all of the uncertainty in the marketplace around the spread of coronavirus, Prairie Farms Dairy will continue to provide high-quality, safe, and nutritious dairy products. All of Prairie Farms' manufacturing facilities are operating normally at this time and will continue to deliver milk and dairy products to their retail and food service partners so they can keep shelves stocked with the products you know and love. Preserving the quality and safety of milk begins on the farm and follows through to the refrigerator. All milk and dairy products must undergo multiple safety, quality, and sanitation tests and procedures on farms, in transit, and at Prairie Farms processing plants to ensure their safety. In fact, dairy foods produced and processed in the United States are some of the most highly regulated and safest foods available to consumers. For example, the milk in your glass is tested up to 17 different times before it reaches your refrigerator. The coronavirus outbreak is a rapidly changing and fluid situation, and the safety team at Prairie Farms is following guidance from public health organizations, including the CDC, the World Health Organization, as well as state and local governments. Prairie Farms hopes consumers will take comfort in knowing that their dairy farm families and team members stand ready to do their part to help feed America during this unprecedented crisis, and that they are committed to keeping the public informed and will provide updates as needed. Again, that was a statement from Prairie Farms Dairy, headquartered in Edwardsville. Moving on now into ag weather here on your Wednesday morning. Illinois is set to receive a significant amount of rainfall over the next 7 days. DTN Chief Meteorologist Bryce Anderson says it won't be just one event bringing all that rain over the next week. He predicts as many as 3 different weather systems will impact certain parts of the state over the next 7 days.
Over the next 7 days from about Peoria south, we're going to see possibly 2 to 4 inches of rainfall. And you get into the southern quarter of the state, south of Carbondale, there could be even heavier amounts of rain than that. And this is going to be part of a wide area of the south central U.S. that's going to be very wet during the next week. And you know, soils are saturated. We know that. There's already some flooding, some river basin flooding in the Illinois River system and parts of the Mississippi Valley. This is going to enhance that. And it obviously means that we are not going to see an early start to the spring field work season for this year. I'm still holding out some optimism that we're not going to have the exact set of circumstances repeating themselves that we had a year ago. But it is going to be a slow start to spring.
Again, that was Bryce Anderson, the chief meteorologist with DTN. In other news from around the state, beginning on Monday, the 23rd, Illinois farmers may begin to sign up for WIP Plus, quality loss payments, at their local Farm Service Agency office. All counties are eligible for losses caused by excessive moisture last year due to a USDA disaster declaration. Under WIP Plus, the USDA will provide assistance to farmers affected by natural disasters in both 2018 and 2019. Payments from the program will take into account a farmer's crop insurance coverage and the size of their loss. No one will receive more than 100% of their value of their crop. A spending bill passed in December to keep the federal government operating through fiscal year 2020 contained funding for WIP Plus grain quality losses, and due to the presence of the coronavirus, sign-up will likely be by appointment only at your local Farm Service Agency offices. And that is especially true, at least for the Montgomery County USDA Service Center, Public access inside the USDA Service Center in Hillsboro is restricted. If you have business with either the Soil and Water District or the USDA FSA office, you are recommended to call the office by phone at 532-3361 extension 3 or by email to either Melissa, Patricia, or Christine, or anybody else inside the office. They apologize for any inconvenience, but they feel the moves are protecting the customers and their staff alike, and that goes along with any other inside business, bars, restaurants, banks, what have you. Any inside lobby or inside dining area is shut down through the rest of the month. And moving on to the Ag Community Bulletin Board, or at the current time, the non-event bulletin board, the Central Illinois Livestock Producers Meeting that was set for tomorrow night, the 19th, that has been canceled, along with the dicamba training that was set for sometime next week in multiple locations, one of those being in Litchfield. That's also been canceled, but a lot of these trainings are also offered online, so there is still a way to get that done if you're a sprayer in the local area that needs to get your dicamba training under your belt before spring planting season. And we'll continue to bring you local news updates when it comes to the coronavirus outbreak, especially local producers, local input providers, and the local co-ops. As we all know, agriculture never stops, and neither will I when it comes to bringing you the news over this unprecedented crisis. But for now, that concludes today's edition of the Morning Ag Show. But remember, if you have any news for us as it pertains to the world of agriculture or any cancellations for us, those items can be sent to us at either WSMI at WSMIRadio.com. Cancellations can be sent to us at cancellations at WSMIRadio.com. So again, for this Wednesday morning, March 18th, this has been Gabe Osborne reporting WSMI Ag News.